So we're holding on page Kuf Tzadik Dalid, in the middle of the Chofetz Chaim, reviewing what's necessary to be done, what are the conditions before a person to be able to speak about somebody else that he did something wrong. And he says, by the third line, Prat HaSheni, the second condition was Lizer Ma'id, to be very careful, not to decide right away that the other person is guilty of stealing or in Osdvarim or embarrassing, but rather you have to look into it carefully according to the Din of the Torah, whether that's so. And in that, the Chofetz Chaim says, and that's a very hard thing, because a person naturally always thinks that he's right, and therefore he thinks the other guy must be wrong. And therefore, it's very easy for a person to fall into the trap of saying Lashon Hara, because in his eyes he thinks he's doing the right thing. And then we're up to Prat HaShlishi, about 8 lines down. She'imu Mishayer, She'ef She'shim Yizvakach Imo Ba'atzmo Yilato Elas. If he thinks that by first talking to the guy himself, it'll accomplish the matter, Saruhu L'dabri Inim Koidim She'ifarsim Adabal Anoshim. Then you have to talk to him first. Because we said, the whole heter of ever saying Lashon Hara L'to Elas is only if the only way you're going to get this accomplishment is by doing it. Like we said, let's by Shidduch. It could be something drastically wrong with this person, and therefore you're advising the person not to get into the shidduch. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to say what's wrong, even though it's a toelis, in order to stop the person from entering the shidduch. Because if it will be sufficient for you to say, I don't know, I just think that it's not too gepasht. I don't think it's really a match. Families are not a match. It's just not a match. It's just a very different type. If that's enough to stop the shidduch from going through, and that's what you have to do. Prat Harvi, and the fourth condition, Biyosa Yizoyer, Al Kalponim Shia Kola Sipur Emes. You have to make sure that whatever you do say, even if you do have a hetter to say, you can't exaggerate because you want to make sure the guy's going to listen to you. Beli Taru V'Sheker, Rishololu V'Gazim Min Yonis Mashu. The Hainu, what does that mean? Not only, of course, you shouldn't exaggerate, but also, Shloi L'Chaser V'Hasipur Shum Prat Kotten Shum Mavin Shadov Zehu Tzad Chusol Chaveiro. Now, sometimes a person may have started yelling at someone in shul, and the guy was wrong for doing that, for yelling at the guy in shul. But if you will just add that little thing that before that, the guy, you know, whatever, you know, said something not nice to him, or passed by and bumped into him, anything, even though it's not an excuse really for the guy to start yelling in the middle of shul at the guy and embarrass him, but nevertheless, it's not as bad as the first way. So you have to include all the details. Even though this is not enough to justify what he did, but if they would know that the guy Lamaisa did start up with him a little, he's not going to be put down so much in their eyes. If you'll skip that little piece of information, then he's really going to be looked at as a wild man. Start screaming in the middle of shul. So Isa Godulhu Lachazit Prat says, then it's a very big Isa, because the Maisa you're saying Lashon Hara, you're exaggerating. Klal Hadavish, Lo Yagdil Ha'av La Yais Mashihi. The rule is you can't make it worse than it is. Dim Loikain, Hareu Bechlal Misap Lashon Hara, Voivar Al Kami Yisur Maksuvim Lamal B'Sicha. And in that way, a person will be over, unfortunately, a number of Yisur. And Prat Chamishi, Shechavin Lotayelis. The fifth condition is that a person has to intend for a benefit. V'hu ha'ikar sha'olav soiviv kol ha'heter hazeh. And this is the main, this is the heter. What makes it from Lashon Toiv ra to Lashon Toiv is the fact that I'm doing this not to knock that person, I'm doing it in order to accomplish something. And that's what's not Lashon Hara. But of course you need the other conditions. You have to know that the guy did something wrong. And you have to know that it's true. And you can't exaggerate when you say it. So we have all the other conditions, but the heter to do it is this Likudei Toelis. Kesavnuhu b'sifrei Gimel, that he explained already. And Prat HaShishi, the sixth condition. Im yochel lesavev es ha-toelis hazu be'etz acheres, as we discussed. Shlo yitzdarach lesaper olav, azay b'chol gavni osel lesaper. If you could accomplish that the guy doesn't become a partner, v'afilu m'muchel lesaper samaisa, achu yochel lehakdin es ha-avlu. Even if you have to say it, and you say that the guy did something wrong, but instead of saying that he's been shoplifting all the time, you say, you know, Lamaisa, I saw him shoplift. Let's say that's the only way you can get him to not go into a partnership or something. And you say that, you know, I saw him shoplifting that time. So, and that'll be enough. So if that'll be enough, then that's all you're allowed to say. It's taka true that he was caught shoptingly many times, but it's not necessary to give that information. So he says, Achu yochol haktin es avla. He could say less. Shelo yizgane kol kach mitni hashomim. V'hatoel es hazu asher mekav yitzas yizur li yibot tzimach maseh. And you'll accomplish what you want to accomplish. It's enough. Mitzvah hi sheyaktin v'yagale kol kloinei lefni hashemim. So then it's a mitzvah not to say anymore. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Be'er Maim Chaim says, it could be that you're obligated not to say anymore. Even though the guy has done 12 bank robberies, and it'll be enough to say 3, so it could be that you're not allowed to say more than 3. But it could be not. So he says, maybe not. Maybe, Taka, when you're talking about the terrible things that he did, and you have to say part of it, so maybe there is no isur to say the rest. But he says, nevertheless, for sure it's a mitzvah not to say any more than necessary. You'll accomplish what you want. And Prat Hashvi, and the seventh condition is Shli Yisubav Loi Hezek Aide Sipuro Yosem Ibkvi Hadin Shayoitze Iluhidu Olaboyfin Zebi Bezdin. And the last condition was that you have to make sure that the people who you tell it to will not overreact. Because if people overreact and they carry the ball, so to say, further than what the halacha obligates, it's true, if a person is not trustworthy, so we wouldn't tell you that you should hire this guy to be a clerk in something. However, the fact that he's not trustworthy doesn't mean that now he could be bashmutzed across the whole town or something like that. Or to do worse, the bezin wouldn't do that. So therefore, you can't cause, or let's say because of what's happened, if let's say the Chofetz Chaim in another place gives the mashal, that let's say there's 3 witnesses, 10 witnesses saw that he took $100 out of the cash register. Right? Now his salary is that week is $400. So Al Pi Din, the Maisi, you have to pay him the $300. Because $100 we know he took. But the rest we don't know what he took anymore. But it may be very natural for the employer to say, I'm not going to give him a penny, if he did. But that's more than the din. And if it's more than the din, then you're not allowed to. And then not only that, the Chofetz Chaim tells us in a place, you won't even be able to tell him about the 100. If you think that he's going to do worse than the din, then you can't open your mouth at all. Because if you open your mouth, why are you opening your mouth? To help the storekeeper, the employer. But the employer is going to be doing something wrong to the employee, even though the employee did something wrong. Nevertheless, you wouldn't be able to open your mouth unless the person is ready to settle it al pi din Torah, and either with the Bezdin or by the Dota Rav and whatever, and settle it al pi Torah. But if not, if you know this guy's a hothead and he's going to overdo beyond what the halacha is, then why help him, which is the reason why you're allowed to say it, to help it one person, but you can't help one person if it's going to cost somebody else a loss al pi din. V'yata, and then the Chofetz Chaim says, Re'ei Achi, look, my brother, Yaakov Avinu's, Achai, how much weighing has to be done, how much thought has to go into before you open your mouth? A person has to realize when he starts talking negative about somebody, he's in a great danger. If he's not going to be extremely careful, and befrat hasheni, the second condition that he said, you got to know for sure that you're doing it right. And also that you have the Prada Ravi, that you have to make sure that you don't overdo, over exaggerate. That's one thing that the Pasuk in Mishlei means, that life and death is in the hands of the tongue. If he doesn't think about it carefully first, how he should say it, there's no question he's going to be nichshel in the Issur of Lashon Hara. Because when a person starts talking about it, his anger starts growing and he starts getting excited. And then already he loses it, and he doesn't say in the measured way that the halacha obligates.